Rand Paul, Fauci wants submission, most of his edicts are not based in science. By Trent Baker on November 30, 2021. Tuesday on FNC's Fox and Friends, Senator Rand Paul, RKY, addressed National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases Director Dr. Anthony Fauci's pushback of criticism by claiming he represented science. Paul argued that most of Fauci's edicts amid the coronavirus pandemic have not been based in science. He said Fauci was more about submission. It's sort of a way of ending all debate because if you attack him or have any debate over any of his edicts or mandate, you're attacking science. This is a very, very dangerous sort of idea. The idea that a government bureaucrat represents science and that he is now untouchable, Paul warned. It is sort of like you are now contradicting the all-high priest of science if you say anything. But there are the real questions, and there's real areas of science that he has never really debated because he deflects. One area is over 100 million Americans have had COVID. They have natural immunity. There's a real question about whether they should be vaccinated once, twice or not at all. And the thing is there's never been any debate because he's the all-powerful scientist, you're not to question him, just do as you're told. So with him, it's more about submission, he added. But most of his edicts are not based in science. Whether kids should wear masks in school is a very debatable subject and not to be debated. In Sweden, no kids wear masks, 1.8 million kids. They haven't worn masks in school at all for the last 2 years, and they haven't had any deaths. And you say what about the teachers? Well, it turns out the teachers don't get COVID at a greater rate than the rest of the public. So, it turns out maybe we don't have to have our kids in masks. Shouldn't we have the debate? No, Dr. Fauci says he is the all-powerful Oz, and we shouldn't question him. Follow Trent Baker on Twitter at @MagnifyTrent.